Let's do it.
All right. It's on.
Okay. What were you guys talking about?
Frank Abagnale Jr. did a TED Talk, like, I don't know, in 2000.
The guy, the Cash Me If You
Can
guy.
He did it in 2021, and, you know, he was saying, it wasn't 2021, but he was saying that you should separate your bank account from your credit card. You should always use a credit card, and Joey and Devin hate this idea.
No, I don't.
I love credit card. I have a quick credit card story.
I love it.
When I first got out of high school or whatever, you know, you get a bank account and all that stuff. They sent me a credit card. I had no idea what a credit card was. Didn't know anything about anything. And I guess it was like interest free for like a year.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I didn't know what any of that meant. I just thought.
Oh, free.
They were, because it just, when I went on my bank account, it said that I had this other card and that there was like $4,000 on it. And I was like, holy shit, I don't have $4,000. And I would just use it to buy like snacks and shit at like 7-Eleven. Like, I just kind of assumed, I just thought it was like kind of free money.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the concept. And
did
I
never stop for a second?
No, I knew I had to pay it back, but I kept, it just went on for so long where I'd be like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I just forget to pay it and I don't get a.
Yeah, like, what's the worst?
There's no penalty.
Well, it was like, also, I bet.
And it's because it was interest free. So then about 2 years into it, it started getting interest, and I forgot about it. I owed like thousands of dollars because I was buying like fucking Cheetos.
Did you keep walking up to the teller, like sliding in? You're like, worked again?
I do it every time.
Did you think it would decline?
Every time it approved, I was like, unbelievable, this thing.
Dev would be like, you guys sure you're okay with this? They're like, yeah, sir. I mean, you signed a contract.
I would like walk up to them and be like, do you take credit?
Have you ever seen one of these before?
Do you guys take credit cards? No, but I got severely fucked later on.
How long did it take you to pay that off?
A while.
What are we talking? How many years?
Just slowly. I would pay the minimum, and then I met Ida, and Ida got really upset at me that I was paying the minimum because she said I was technically.
Whoa, it took you that long?
She said I was technically, yeah.
Wait.
So that's 10 years, I think.
Yeah, we're talking a decade.
Okay, no, I think I got the.
You said Ida.
I got the.
Ida was only like 4 years ago.
I got the credit card. I got the credit card in like when I was like 22 years old. Like, I had it in my wallet, but and then I activated it one day when I had like no money. And I was like, what is this? And then I was like, well, there's like $4,000.
So it's like 6 years or something.
Yeah, but you said right when you got out of high school.
Whatever. I didn't.
That's when he got it and then he used it.
I got it and I just never activated it for a while. And then I did and realized that I was essentially. For a while, I would like argue with people, like, no, like, my bank gave me $4,000.
I wanna.
That's like a complete retard.
Wait, you actually just were convinced, you were telling people.
No, I knew, like, here's the thing, like, I knew you have to pay off your credit card, but I was confused as to why it never penalized me. Like, I would miss a month, and it wouldn't go up anymore, and I was like, so I could just keep not paying it and keep using it? Like, I was like, I don't understand what the penalty is. And then I realized that it was because it was an interest free, and that's how they get everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Much stupider people than me. But,
well, I wish I could talk shit to you about this, but let me tell you something that I did like 3 years ago. It was 2018, and I had those two jobs. Right? It was the same year that...
Yeah, you were double dipping.
I was double dipping. It was the same year that I went to Mexico, where I had two jobs. One was a 1099, and then one was a salary position. I can't remember what that tax form is, but 1099, independent contractor and a salary position.
Yeah. 1099 is the independent contractor.
Yeah.
Everyone gets fucked on taxes with that. They don't know that they're supposed to put money aside.
So I knew. I'd been paying the taxes for years, but... So 2018 comes up. I've got two jobs. I'm making a bunch of money, and I'm going to Mexico. I probably spent like $7,000 or $8,000 in Mexico, and then I'm doing that. I'm spending crazy money, and then I stopped working the other job. So I was an independent contractor, but they were paying me sort of on a regular paycheck style, salary style.
Right.
So the paychecks kept coming in, and I just simply wasn't working. And I'm like, all right, well, they keep coming in. Let's just see how long this goes. Because I was working a full-time job, a salary job. So I'd come home. I'm exhausted. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not doing anything. So finally, they fired me, and I'd spent so much money. I'd been spending so much money, and I had high rent that I was like, now I'm back to paycheck pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time to pay taxes. And I just, it was like, I owed like $8K from my 1099.
From the 1099. Can you pay taxes with a credit card?
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. So I did. No, wait.
Is that
No. I'm sorry. I 2017 I did that. Okay. 2018 I simply didn't pay.
You just didn't pay.
Yeah, I didn't pay.
I remember that year.
Yeah. So I just didn't pay.
I don't think I paid in 2018 either. I just
Well, don't
it.
Say that.
No, I paid it later.
Oh, okay.
I paid it now.
So
I filed.
I just never said anything, and I'm here's
the year we worked for Schlepp and Fetch, and we never got because they went bankrupt.
I just skipped a year, yeah.
I still haven't paid that because I didn't know how to. I was like, I don't even know what I made.
Yeah,
we never got.
We couldn't.
We literally worked for a company that just went bankrupt, and then the guy left town.
I remember.
And we never got tax info or anything. I just was like, I don't even know what to do here.
I remember my dad asking me about it, and he's like, "Well, what's the address?" I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "What's the phone number?" I'm like, "I don't know."
The guy left town. He did like an article in the LA Times about like what his next venture was gonna be, and then he just went to like Florida.
But for me, it was. I just simply didn't pay. And this is something that I would think Devin would think, but I'm ashamed of myself that I thought this. Okay. And I don't know why I'm giving myself more like financial credit than you, but I seem to, it seems like I should know more than you.
You should. I don't even know. I mean, listen, I was literally going to, I thought I had a free 7-Eleven card.
You got any more the White Claws? Are there any
I mean, more? Not many, Richie. You can have one more.
I'll buy some more later.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if I have enough for the rest of the podcast myself. Give this to Richie.
Right, put it on credit.
One. This is my last one. I'll put it on credit.
Put some credit.
Put it on my tab.
I'll buy more White Claws. I got a credit card.
Okay, well, so here's what happened. What was I fucking just saying?
You're talking about how you didn't, paid your taxes with a credit card, and then 2018 didn't pay your taxes.
I think I have brain damage because I keep doing this. I listened to the one of the old podcasts. I did this 8 times. But so anyways, I'll have to start. I probably am going to repeat some stuff. I didn't pay taxes. I thought for sure that if you cannot pay taxes, and the only way that you'll get caught is if they audit you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I thought that it's like, oh, what is that? Like a 1 in 1,000 that they choose me to audit?
Mm-hmm.
And no, like, of course, there are alerts that they get. If there is a 1099 on record, like your company submits their records.
Right.
And they just get an alert like, hey, this social with this income never paid the taxes. It's automated.
Right, right.
So I'm such a fucking idiot that I'm like, no, they have to audit. I was underestimating the IRS. I'm like, these guys are fucking idiots.
Well, you were making like actual decent money, too.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people don't pay their 1099 taxes. They work for Postmates, Uber. They're making $8K a year. They're, you know,
yeah.
They're making.
They're not
like,
coming out.
They're not really going to go after that guy.
No, but I thought that.
Maybe they do, though. I don't know.
I don't know. No, I think. No. So if you make under, I think it's like $19,000 or something a year, you don't have to pay taxes.
I got good word from a guy I knew who worked for the Department of Economics.
His name was Lev Parnas. She's like, I have good information
not,
from a trustworthy man.
It was
Lev Parnas, Donald Trump's right-hand scam artist.
If anyone knew how to skirt around things, it also would be Lev Parnas, but yeah. It was not Lev Parnas. It was just a guy I know, because I grew up in D.C., a guy I know who works for the Department of Economics, who said that if you make under $80K, they're not really going to notice much.
Hmm. Well, no, that means that you can get away with like
to file.
No, you have to file. You can write shit off like crazy. Like you can say, you know, my entire house is my office.
Mm-hmm.
I use every room in my house
for work.
For work.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give them a square footage. So usually you just have to give them the square footage of the room with your computer in it. But you could make an argument that your whole house and then you calculate like each square foot equals X amount you don't have to pay taxes on.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuff you can get away with. And I don't do that ever because I'm an honest guy.
It gets you in more trouble. It's a red flag. I read that people that are really big into the write-offs and do like spending a ton of time writing shit off, like the IRS is like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, if you're like a super big hotshot, like the kind of guy that Richie's talking about, he's got an accountant.
So does it. Yeah.
Who's a master of this kind of stuff. But when you get the guy who's a little too ambitious, he's a little arrogant, he does his own taxes, he might make $600K a year or something, and he decides, let me just get a little bold here.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys get fucked, I think, on that. they decide they audit those guys and they go, wait a minute. Okay, we're going to come to your house. We want to see your office. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So those guys get fucked. But, you know, I don't recommend doing it. I don't do it and I never would do it. But
it's crazy. So you really, it's legal to pay your taxes with a credit card. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. So 2017, I paid my taxes with a credit card. And because I was living paycheck to paycheck, that's when I was in Koreatown with only the 1099 job. Mm-hmm. And I was poor. I was like actually paycheck. I was spending money like an idiot, but I was actually poor. Paid it with the card. I don't know if it's legal, but I did it.
It went through.
Yeah, so it's probably, I'm sure it's legal.
Yeah, why would they actually care?
No, they're like, hey, listen, we're getting
it's
the money.
It's all fake anyway.
Yeah, we're getting the money. We'll accept it.
Yeah.
But
go ahead and be a slave to Capital One. We don't care.
But so anyways, literally I just paid my taxes like from 2018. I just paid them like 6 months ago. I finally had enough money where I was like, all right, I better do this.
How do you do? Do you have a guy or do you go on TurboTax and do all that?
No, you know what's funny is that my accountant who I found in South Dakota, because I went back to South Dakota for 6 months or something during the pandemic. And so I was basically like, hey, I better pay these taxes. My dad's a lawyer. I'm like, hey, dad, could you like, you don't need accountants. Everybody knows each other in South Dakota. And he's like, yeah, I'm the lawyer for an accountant. Let me connect you. And I started talking to this lady. She's kind of a wolf. She would always go, well, so I'm on the phone with her, and I'm like, God, how can we get this lower, this amount? And she would hint at stuff like, well, maybe if, you know, your office was a little bigger, she would, that's why I know that example.
Right.
And but then there was like a bunch of other stuff where she kept being like, and if this happened, then you would pay less. And I go, that happened. That did happen. Uh-huh. Good. And then, so she got me, you know, she got the price.
God bless, like, well, you know what, people that are in, like, accounting and, like, tax business. And they're, it's so annoying. It's so hard to get a fucking, like, come on.
Yeah, but, dude, listen to this.
Like, a non-legal answer
She was a hero.
You know when you want to ask advice and you just want them to say, like, yeah, you could probably get away with it.
She saved me so much money and she was awesome. And she knew my whole account top to bottom, and she was like a legend. She helped me so much. And then I just got a letter in the mail. They go, by the way, you actually owe $2,000 more for all the lateness fees. And I go, fuck, all right. I call her up, and they go, she's dead. She just died.
Oh, no.
So she knew my whole fucking account. She was a master.
And you have to do it.
I found
all
a
over.
New lady. I literally was just talking to her, the new lady yesterday.
Check her blood pressure.
I go, could you go get a physical? I go, before we put a lot of time into this, could you get a
literally
physical?
Literally everyone should tell their tax person to go get a physical before they hire them.
That's so funny.
I'm not going to go through this hell again. Yeah.
Rest in peace, lady.
Rest in peace, tax lady.
I'm not
going to
say
Dakota.
Her name on the podcast. She was a sweetheart.
Yeah,
that sucks. But
so I was the bay.
Oh yeah, I went and did a little solo road trip to see my friend. He stayed in like Silicon Valley, which is just it's honestly really hellish. It sucks. It's just like the bay is great. You know, you drive into San Francisco, that's awesome. Even though there's a lot of human excrement on the streets. And also, COVID did just fuck up, like, everything. Like, there's just so many shuttered businesses.
You're saying you like it, but it's like, tons of homeless?
Yeah, San Francisco's very homeless. It's, like, real liberal.
But you like it.
Worse than L.A.?
Oh, I like it because it's classic. I've been there a million times throughout my childhood. Like, my dad used to love it. And it's, you know, it's amazing. Alcatraz. It just gives
true.
You an eerie
I've never
vibe.
Been there.
It's just so cool. We got to go. It's real. It's just a cool city, you know? It's a historical... Yeah. Amazing city, but it's, you know, it is very corporate now, and they've shut a lot of old places down that I used to like love like as a kid and whatnot. But like, you know, Haight Ashbury. You ever been to the Haight Ashbury district?
I've never been to San Francisco.
Jesus, what is with you fucks? You fucking,
we're not from California.
You fucking Jesus, you rubes. also the trolley thing. You know, it's like known for the trolleys.
Oh, I've seen a million movies with the trolley going down the big hill.
Yeah. That's like not even really. I didn't see any trolleys.
Oh,
that's kind of ending. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure Oh, also, I'm a little pissed because it was the first place I've been where me and my friend, we went to a like an old bar. They have these classic Irish coffees. It's called the Buena Vista. And they have this outdoor seating, but the inside's great. And we go up to the front, and this little fucking twerp comes up to us. And he goes, proof of vaccination.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, whoa, this is happening? Like,
you had steam coming out
of
your ears.
I was getting real stop the steely. I was just revving up. I took my shirt off like Superman. I had a stop the steel shirt on. It made me a little upset. But I did have my proof. My friend didn't. Because it's like, what the fuck? It is. We're now being asked to show our papers. This is Nazi Germany, folks.
I was waiting for that.
What's the difference between that and Nazi Germany? Tell me.
No, I went to a bar. They pulled out my fillings. It was insane.
It's crazy. That bar, I had my grandfather in a wheelchair there. They took him to the top floor. They threw him right out of his wheelchair. Nazi Germany, I tell you. No, it was just kind of creepy, you know? And then I asked if I can go to the bathroom, and the guy, like, made a point to say, like, multiple times, like, mask on over mouth and nose. And I was like, this is fucking little gross.
It's just annoying.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's annoying.
With a mask?
No, I don't like the
attitude,
mandate.
The attitude.
Thing.
I don't like the attitude.
Also, who the fuck are they protecting? If you're unvaccinated and you're going out to bars, what the fuck does a bar care if you get sick?
Right.
Why do they care? Like, literally, why would, if my friend wasn't vaccinated, why do they care if he comes inside and gets COVID? Are they saying he can spread it more?
Well, now you're generating.
Well, they don't want him to die.
Yeah, now you're
who
generating.
Who gives a shit about him?
Now you're generating the
they
argument.
Serve alcohol. They care about people's health.
I mean, they might not want somebody to die a horrible death.
Yeah, now you're generating the argument
for
the vaccination.
They'll never know. Yeah. Right? This whole idea about, like, knowing where people get it, nobody knows where they get it. Who cares? It's a free-for-all.
Well, they have.
I don't know, Devin. You lost me there.
No, I didn't lose anybody.
You lost me.
How'd I lose you? Listen to what I am saying. If you're vaccinated, Tim got it. He's vaccinated, but he didn't get super sick. He's not in the hospital. And they say the vaccination is keeping you from having it, you know, the old COVID where it really fucking almost kills you. So we all got vaccinated, right? So this is an indoor bar, and they're asking for proof of vaccination. So everyone in there is vaccinated. So what do they care if an unvaccinated person is in there?
They don't want them to die a horrible death. What are you talking about?
What?
That's exactly why they care, because they got vaccinated.
Yeah, they don't want, just because somebody's, you know, irresponsible and they didn't get the vax, that doesn't mean they
but
want them to die.
Everyone can spread it the same way. If you're vaccinated, you could spread it just as easily as an unvaccinated person. That's what they've said. It's like, it doesn't stop you from spreading it.
Right, so they don't want you to come in if you're not vaccinated, because you could get it from the people that have it, and you'll,
that
you
are
could
vax-
die a horrible
that are,
death.
That are vaccinated?
Yes.
But people were allowed to do things before there was a vaccine. Like, people were going and doing things, and they weren't asking for proof of anything. They
you
were just like, all right, take...
You just replaced Richie's worst argument of all time right now. But back to back. I can't even believe it.
But
I just saw the two worst arguments I've ever heard in my life just happened back to back.
If they... Are they afraid to get sued? There's been a million people that have died, and who knows the last place they were? Who fucking cares at this point? Like, I don't understand. What is this, like, fake,
you just
like,
said a guy
infantile,
got it.
Like...
Tim Dillon got it.
Right.
Even though he was
and
vaccinated.
And he's vaccinated. So what? So if they asked him, he got it.
Right, because he's in Texas and going on tour. He's not a regular person. He's not just somebody in San Francisco going to bars. They want to make sure you're vaccinated if you're going to go in.
Why?
Richard, what's been going on with you lately?
Yeah, you want to make Devin stop looking
bad. I'm trying
bad.
To save Devin.
What's been going on with me? I got EBT. That's been big. I love
Loving
EBT.
How much?
A lot.
Give the amount. Exact amount.
I think it was, well, we spent a bunch of it initially, but I think it was like $832.
Ooh.
Damn.
I think $832.
Wow, brother.
Yeah, because they took forever to actually send the card.
They took Tesla built up.
Yeah, built up.
Yeah.
So what are you going to buy?
People like the argument, though. Devin's
what are you
going to
buy?
Like, it's like groceries. You can only buy groceries. That's it.
Oh, what?
Sushi. I got.
Yeah, you can buy pretty good stuff.
Yeah, you can go to.
Oh, you can buy sushi.
You have to be vaccinated.
You can go
though.
To Whole Foods. You can go to all the fancy.
Yeah, you can go to like.
Groceries.
You can go to like you can go to like nice grocery stores and
Devin's
stuff.
All uncomfortable now. He's like, was I fucking up?
No, I'm not.
Was I screwing up?
No,
Devin, don't,
I am confident
don't.
In my ignorance.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
Yeah.
Why would a place give a shit if somebody is choosing to be unvaccinated and they're going out? That's their personal choice. If there's literally an unvaccinated person going out right now and wanting to go inside a bar, who fucking cares?
A compassionate person?
What?
Something with compassion.
Isn't it the bar's choice to say, like, we don't want anyone unvaccinated?
I think it must be the bar thinks that they're going to get sued, right?
Well, sure. Like, that's another great
reason.
But
I think they
Now you named another great reason.
No, but I think that they ended. Well, how come this is the first place that's ever asked anybody?
Because you were in San Francisco.
But we went to a bunch of other places. They didn't care if somebody was vaccinated or not.
They found a place that was scared to get sued and probably maybe compassionate.
Maybe not even sued.
They already signed something that said.
Maybe compassionate, maybe scared to get sued. Either way, great reasons.
At the beginning of all this, they signed something that said you can't sue places for getting it from them.
So then that's
jobs.
So even better. So they're like the greatest place ever.
That's
like the greatest bar of all time.
What is this compassion thing?
Why do you hate compassion so
much? Who cares? It's a personal choice.
Because if everyone's vaccinated, then the chances are so much lower. Instead of having to deal with that, like, I got vaccinated, but, like, I'm slightly less sick, but I'm still got it. Like, why even deal with that? I actually kind of like that. I got vaccinated. I went through the whole fucking process, and I don't want to deal with people who are still playing bullshit politics with it. I got vaccinated, so I'll show my proof.
Yeah, but if you
I'm pro-vaccination.
Would you be afraid to be around an unvaccinated person? Like, could care about them?
I wouldn't be
if they made the choice to be unvaccinated. Who cares?
I would.
Yeah, actually.
You still care for them.
Because if they're all
their choice doesn't.
Damn it, how do you not?
It's their choice. We've had like 5 months to get vaccinated.
Because if they are,
I guess you don't want it. Because I don't care if you don't want it.
So you don't care if they die.
Not really, no. What do you mean? The person has some weird reason they don't want to get it. Also, you had a very low chance of dying from it before there was a vaccine. So go ahead, roll the dice. I don't care. I got it so I can feel more comfortable and go do things. But if you're hanging out unvaccinated, all right. Whatever.
So you're willing to let somebody die just simply because they don't like, you know,
I'm
a
not
vaccine.
Doing it. They have their personal. They have autonomy over their life and choices.
No,
and
they've had five months to get a thing
that everyone knows about and is readily available. And they
I'm saying
didn't.
If you knew they were unvaccinated,
yeah,
you don't care still.
I don't
what
care.
What am I not supposed to hang out with them? No, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's insane.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, the whole reason I got the vaccine, I don't care about getting it for my... I never cared one... In fact, I'm pretty sure that I had the virus. My toes turned all fucked up.
Yeah, the COVID toes.
I had COVID toes. So I had a cough, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's COVID. I was in South Dakota. I was at a titty bar. It was a biker bar where it's a strip club, and there's pregnant strippers. And I was basically a super spreader, by the way. I go to this place, and the next day, the next couple days, got a cough and stuff. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. It's not. I really never at one point was ever scared. My toes turned purple and red, bright purple and red.
No, it fucks you up.
Yeah, you know. But I go. I look it up online. And the point that I'm making here is that never once was I concerned about my own health. The reason I got the vaccine is because I was scared of giving it. You know, affecting some old lady that
right,
would die
and now it's
it.
Been 5 months. That old lady has gotten it. If anyone hasn't gotten it, they just don't want
there
it.
There are a massive amount of people that, and by the way, I don't want to kill somebody that doesn't want it.
We were hanging out with unvaccinated people long before the vaccine. We were going to bars in the middle of COVID. There's no difference.
No, but if I knew, if somebody came up and somebody said, hey, Joey, by the way, that person has, they don't have it. You could kill them. They're at risk. I would say, oh, let me get away from them. I definitely would not.
Well, no, sure. But why would that person be in a crowded bar?
I don't care.
Because they're dumb.
Why is Stephen,
Stephen
Hawking at the nightclub?
I don't want to kill dumb people just because they're dumb. I don't want to kill dumb people.
This whole thing, like, I'm killing them. Like, hey, it's in the air. I don't know what you want out of me.
Well, someone at this.
You are here, I guess, and you don't want the vaccine. I this whole idea now that it's like, I'm personally killing somebody is like, I just feel like it's nonsense.
It's not the same as shooting somebody in the head, but you're definitely, you have to be responsible for the consequences of your actions, for sure.
So what? I'm a babysitter to like conspiracy theorists
that
don't want a vaccine.
I don't care if
I'm supposed to give a shit. Why am I supposed to give a
shit? Still playing.
Why am
politics,
I supposed to hold up my life
them.
Anymore?
Yeah,
because
I don't
some person
kill an
is a conspiracy theorist and doesn't want a vaccine. Okay, more power to you. I respect that.
Yeah,
I wish I was ballsy enough to just not get it, not care. I don't think that I should like fucking not be like, it would still be like harassed with this shit if I went and did it.
I don't like
and I don't understand why I'm supposed to care about somebody that's unvaccinated hanging out.
It's a private business. They can make their own rules. It's not like a public place.
Sure,
where
that was the start.
You're going auditor with it.
Well, no, but the reason
Joey's
I like
all a mag and sit press on me.
the reason I like audits is because it taps into my ODD. Like I listen, don't tell me what to do. I'm not going to enter your private business and start complaining.
Well, no, just because you don't like want to be around someone who's not been vaxxed, that's not telling someone what to do. The reason I don't want to be around someone who's anti-vax is because at this point, they're playing politics around me, and that's what annoys me. It's just like, I got vaccinated, I'm fine. Everyone I know got vaccinated.
Yeah,
for
no,
the
of
most
course.
Part.
Listen, people who aren't vaxxed,
that's stupid.
They annoy the hell out of me.
Right.
They're dumb as hell.
Right. That's
I don't want to kill them.
I don't want to. I like consciously know I don't want to. Kill them, but
I don't want to take a 1% chance of killing them. I've played enough poker to be horrified of 1%.
Well, I don't want to be around them because
I don't want to be around them either.
I don't want them to get me sick, even if I have the vaccine. I don't want to deal with that. I did the thing. Now you're
yes.
gonna get me sick.
Listen,
so
same,
I kind of
same page.
So I kind of understand the bar for a slightly different reason.
Yeah, I mean it's
slightly different, but Joey and I are still on the same page with this bar.
What
you guys like that the bar is asking people for their papers?
No, I don't mind it.
I like it, but it's none of my business. It's a private business. They're allowed to make their own decisions, right?
Sure. I was just saying, generally, it's super annoying.
They're willing.
It annoys me. Oh, no,
strange
it
strange and creepy,
yeah, yeah.
And
no.
All of a sudden, we're living in this time where I'm like, oh, we don't, like, I don't even understand what the proof is. I showed a fucking picture on my phone that could have been doctored. It was like a pathetic picture of a card I have.
Yeah,
like,
it'll accept pictures.
There's zero,
yeah.
But that's not, if they really care, that's not that much proof.
No,
that's
I mean,
not
you,
that
no,
realistic.
I thought that too. I thought that's
nonsense.
Bullshit.
It's all arbitrary horseshit. It's like fucking, it's about how they feel like this virtue bullshit.
Well, it's one layer.
We're not even getting to the bottom of whether I have the vaccine.
It's a layer of security. It's not perfect, but it's a layer of security that will stop 90%, maybe 99% of the
yeah.
people that don't have it.
Yeah, now you're dealing with an anti-vaxxer who's like doctoring.
Yeah, there might be 1% of the people that figure that out.
Yeah.
I keep using that percentage.
They're making
but
fake documents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that person's probably the most dangerous, which is kind of funny in a roundabout way about what you're saying, about like, oh, you need to show proof. The only anti-vaxxer who's getting in is like the biggest psycho
yes.
of all time who's
yeah, yeah,
making
yeah.
a fake I got vaccinated thing
yeah.
so that they can get into a bar.
Well, this will
We're
be
probably
a really
underestimating the amount of people.
This will be a really good Patreon episode.
I don't mind if this is public.
Well, for your sake, I don't think it should be.
What's wrong? Why,
I don't understand
I'm
what's
curious.
So crazy
no,
about what I said. I'm honestly,
like,
Joey, I don't understand what I said.
Why yeah. don't you think of everything we've said so far, it should be public? I mean, what's the problem?
So Devin was screaming that he wants people that didn't get the vax to die, and he doesn't.
I didn't
a
say
lot
want.
Of a lot of ultra liberals have said that.
I
That's
didn't
a very
say
ultra
I want
liberal.
Them to die. First off, I didn't say I want.
I'm not
them to
saying
die
he's
all.
On the right or the left.
I just said I don't care.
That's very
yeah, exactly.
No, that's
well, why is that
that's
crazy?
Horrifying? That's horrible.
That's a very
you don't
Hollywood
care if people
take.
Die. That's horrible.
That's a very
of course
Hollywood
I care if people
take.
Die, but if they're. People street race. I'm not like, I need to stop them from street racing tonight.
Yeah, but if you...
They're
if,
making an independent decision
if you could commit,
with their own life.
If you could commit a small action that would possibly
How
save
would
one of their...
How would we ever know we personally killed a guy with COVID? Who are these people where they traced it back to one person and then that person feels guilt for the rest of their lives that they, like, got...
Right.
They personally got somebody sick.
So what if you knew that you could minimize that by 1%? Right? The likelihood of you spreading it is low... But by you committing a very easy small action, you can bring it down by 1%.
What is that action? I got vaccinated. That's all I have to do.
Don't go out into like crazy areas where people who might be unvaxxed are around.
How would I even know that that's... If you're out now, you obviously either don't care about it or are vaccinated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's where you lose me.
I don't understand.
Me?
Yeah.
Who are these people because, that I'm supposed to give a shit about? We've had like 6 months to
well,
get this
how do
fucking
I lose
thing.
You, Richie? It's the exact same point.
Because if someone is not...
Then you want them... You're fine with them dying. And you're going to live your life exactly like you
no,
want to live
no,
it.
No, this started with the
and
bar.
And you won't change
this started,
anything.
Joey, this started with the bar and papers.
Right.
That I don't like, but I get where they're coming from, and I don't hate the bar for it. Where you took it to is this whole thing about like saving anti-vaxxers, which... They've made a choice as well. I made a choice to get the vaccine. They made a choice
See,
not to. So you're saying playing politics. I don't deliberately.
They're the ones.
I don't deliberately.
I don't want
to deliberately kill them. Yeah. Like, consciously, yes.
You're not going to go come up to somebody, grab them, and cough in their face.
Right, exactly.
But you would go into a crowded room with people that you know aren't vaxxed.
No, no. How would you know people aren't vaxxed? If somehow I knew that, I probably would not.
Okay.
That's weird, too, because that would also, again, I'm in a crowded room of people playing politics for some reason.
Right.
But what I'm getting at is that, if someone's like saying they're an anti-vaxxer that open about it,
but you're so
that's
when
weird.
Is anybody being put in a position where they
never,
know they're
never.
About to hang
that's,
out with a bunch of unvaccinated people? It's nonsense.
Happened.
Yeah, it's called a hypothetical scenario.
And that's where
you fucking idiot.
That's what your fucking
you're the
thing is.
Fucking idiots I've ever met.
That's where your entire point is coming from. A hypothetical that never happens.
That's how
there's
you,
never some club
called,
full of unvaccinated
that's
people
how
fucking
you
hanging
propose,
out.
That's
and
how
you're
you
gonna come in and kill them all.
It's how you propose an argument.
So it's a false argument.
No,
that's not a thing that exists.
Hypothetical.
There's not places where everyone's unvaccinated and the big bad vaccinated super spreader is going to come kill everybody.
Hey, everyone that's ever used a hypothetical scenario, you just did a false argument. Sorry, guys. Devin just found out that's a false argument. There's no usage for it to figure out logical.
What is the usage in terms of the world we live in? Where is that happening?
You're trying to prove that Devin wants to kill people.
No, Devin was yelling quite loudly a bit earlier.
Yeah,
he
already said it. But yeah. You're saying.
So why did you ask?
It's become this.
Why did you accuse me of trying to prove it when you just admitted that he was yelling?
No, I'm trying to get to the bottom of what you're trying to do because I was with you on the bar.
Right.
On the bar asking for papers.
Right.
And Devin hated that.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of get, like, that's their decision / like, I don't know, I'm vaccinated.
What was
so
the
fuck
thing
it.
That I lost you on again?
Where you lost me was this whole thing about, like, if I knew there's someone who wasn't vaccinated.
So we
I
all
don't
agree
want-
on that. We all agree on that.
Yeah.
So then we agree.
No, Devin doesn't.
I didn't lose you. No, Devin wouldn't go to somebody that he knew. He just said that he wouldn't. No, he said
well,
nobody
now he's
would.
Trying to look good. He already did actually say that
did
he would.
He?
Yeah, he said earlier he'd gladly kill someone.
Let's skip past
Devin's
that.
Devin's a sociopath.
No, I didn't.
We
I
can
didn't
skip
that.
No, Devin's a
I
sick.
Said if
it's
I was,
recorded
if,
on audio.
No, Devin's Travis Bickle. He's a sicko. We can skip it.
If I was hanging out at something... And then we're hanging out with a group of people in this day, right now, at this current time, and then one guy was like, I'm not vaxxed. I wouldn't, like, change my night based on that retard.
Yeah.
I would stay
so
away.
I think I might.
Yeah.
No,
I'd
stop talking to
that'd
him.
Be
like,
yeah, yeah, that'd
yeah.
be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
For him.
For him, yeah.
I would do it for me. I would do it for
that
me.
That guy is happily out, hanging out.
Yeah.
He knows how it
works.
Listen,
he's
been around for 19 months. He knows how this works.
I hate him.
And we're supposed to, I'm supposed to... Run away.
Not run away, but just, you know...
Avoid.
Yeah.
I'd likely do that, too, I guess, but... Because also, I don't know why...
So we're all agreeing now.
But no, but this is nonsense.
We're all agreeing.
Who's, I don't understand if, like... Honestly, I wouldn't. I don't care. If,
that's
I feel
fine.
Like,
okay,
sure,
whatever.
I just keep
whatever.
Hanging out. I don't know.
We've run this
guess
into the ground.
Guess you don't believe in the vaccine.
Devin,
we've
anyway,
run this into the ground.
2024, Trump.
Oh my God! Where do we even go?
Lauren
there?
Boebert for
what?
Lauren Babbert. Who's the new crazy lady? Lauren Babbert. Boebert.
I'm out of the loop. I don't know.
You guys aren't. You guys aren't hip to the
Sorry.
MAGA game anymore.
Yeah, politics.
She's like the new. She's like the new crazy.
The
like,
new Marjorie.
Yeah,
whatever
that lady was. Yeah, whatever.
If Gerardo didn't quit, we could play it right now.
That son
True.
Of a bitch.
God damn it!
Yeah.
Joey and I were about to go at it.
No, we. I mean, that was a nice argument. And listen, I tried to change the subject, and then here's how big of a hack I am. I'm like, it's probably good podcasting. I'm like, let me just go into it. I guess I'll try. I'll play this game. I didn't really care about any of that.
I just think it's like, it's just, I don't want to go back to it, but I'm going to go back to it real quick. I just think it's a little weird that after all this, doing everything we are supposed to do, I'm still supposed to, like, care about adults.
I just admitted that I didn't care about the argument. So now if I argue again, it's going to sound fake.
Right, but you came at the bar. That's where it's like, why?
Yeah, they're idiots.
They
too.
Made a decision.
What? Sure, I'm sick.
There
fine.
Are adults making a decision.
Everything. Okay, all right. All fine my point. Yeah. But that we ultimately weren't. We weren't arguing about that most of the time. We were arguing.
No, that
about
was
this
the.
Whole,
we were
this whole
for a
like
bit.
Idea that like we're hanging out at these parties full of like.
So that's your point now. You're like
people.
You're wrong because we weren't even arguing now, about that.
So I don't care. But the hypothetical was a supplement to my main argument, which was the bar thing.
Right.
So you're wrong about that again. But I don't want to. We don't have to.
They were letting on. They were letting the the people that couldn't show proof of vaccination go to the bathroom and like hang out in the bathroom and do.
So
all
these
that.
Guys
they're
are frauds. It's not a perfect system. These guys need to be better.
It's arbitrary. Yeah.
Well, you know, they need
even
to be
in
better.
LA, that whole mask to the bathroom thing is obnoxious. Yes. Just sitting at your booth, you're fine.
It's nonsense.
But walking to the bathroom, you put your mask.
COVID comes out on the way to the bathroom.
On the way to the bathroom.
Yeah, but here's
if your hand is on the bar, you're safe. But when you take it off, yep. You could get it.
But here's another thing that I would say, this might scare you, Devin, another hypothetical. If there were such a thing as a public bar, like public, the owned by the city, I do believe that they, you know, if they carded, I would think that that's fucked up big time. And I would be very pissed off.
Public bar. What is this, like the YMCA for bars? Is
yeah, exactly.
A public pool? Like a bunch of poor people go down to the...
No, it's imaginary.
Okay. It's, right.
I'm hypothetical.
A government-owned entity...
okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Asking for proof.
I'm saying that would piss me off. That would really infuriate me.
Okay, but...
So at that point, I would say if we infringed on, like, the, you know... I'm going 1A.
You're going
on you.
M again.
I'm going
us.
1A. But at that point, if they infringed on our rights, if it had to infringe on our rights, I would go, no, I'll risk death.
This is where I wish we had video, because if you could see Joey throwing his hands up going, I'm going 1A.
1A.
I'm going 1A.
I mean, just footage of Joey and I screaming at each other about vaccines.
I'm going 1A.
Devin, that's why you need to buy a fucking camera.
Yeah, Devin. Yeah. Right. Put up the cash,
also,
Devin.
Like, I'll get the fucking
camera. It's because of TikTok.
I got some birthday money coming
fuck
in.
Fuck TikTok. TikTok's embarrassing.
Birthday money? What are you, 15?
In hindsight, TikTok's embarrassing. We need to be focusing on real mediums. It didn't do anything for us.
It was the only place we were getting hundreds
you
of
got
thousands notifi- of
views. You got views, but they didn't do anything.
Yeah, you got notifications.
They didn't do anything for us.
We make a clip. We put it out on Instagram.
Listen, no, it was cool.
To, like, the same people that are... I get it.
No,
we
here's what
do
it did.
It,
okay, you know, it was...
There's a lot of successful it was, podcasts that weren't just, like, they don't... I don't, you know... I don't
no,
think
it,
the clips,
it,
like, got them
it was
fame
cool.
Whatever, but it was cool to have.
It was cool because you had all these people that were like, oh, this is really funny, and that's always cool
to
see.
We tell a lot of jokes here, too. We have a lot...
Yeah,
we're a very bitty
short
podcast,
jokes, yeah.
So it's, like, just real quick.
No, it was cool. It was cool.
No, it's not bad. It's just...
No, it was actually cool.
You're hanging your hat on
I guess my point is...
What, me?
It sounds like you're hanging your hat on it.
No, it was cool. It was cool.
Or Joey.
No, you're hanging your hat on TikTok a little bit. Like, oh, we need that for video.
It was the only motivation to make clips. Yeah,
it became that, but that was something that someone else brought. You didn't even want to do TikTok.
Right.
It became that. So if you did video again, who knows what the next thing would be?
Yeah.
You got no vision.
Well, I got no help.
You got no vision.
I got no help.
You're short. You're myopic.
You can't fucking ever.
You're myopic.
You can't ever edit or help me
no,
with anything.
No, I don't edit.
You don't know how to do a single thing.
I'm
on
the
a
only person that shows
the
up.
Only,
I'm the only reason this podcast
the only
exists.
Fucking program. You know how to use Microsoft Word. You nerd. You writer.
I'm a nerd that doesn't know how
Get
to do.
Get back to writing. Sick of you and your fucking good writing. Why don't you help me make a clip? You fucking asshole. And this guy over here, Mr. Lib Cuck. How am I supposed to do a podcast with you two?
He doesn't even want to kill innocent people.
I'm a super spreader, for Christ's sakes. I'm trying to do a podcast with a goddamn writer and a cuck.
So Malice in the Palace. Did you see?
Joey, did you watch the Malice in the Palace documentary?
No, not
you
yet.
You know what that is, though, right?
It's the big fight in the yeah.
The documentary sucked.
Oh, they looked like such assholes.
Yeah, they were trying to act like there's footage we haven't seen, and then all the footage was the same footage. Everyone,
well, you have. You're a super fan. It's like when I watched the Conor McGregor documentary. Of course, I've seen every fucking clip.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, true. If I watched it, it would be all new to me.
No, it'd be like Connor wiggling his way out of throwing the chair at the bus. No, like, no, you don't understand. They were trying to call me a shitty Irishman, and they were trying to bait me as a drunk Irishman.
I've seen all that. Yeah, I've seen every. No, Joey, he does that, and I've seen it all.
Right. It's Joey's the same right. line of thinking.
It's Joey's right. From Joey's perspective, it's not. Okay. No, it would be like new to you, but I'm saying the documentary is made by one of the players. Like it's from.
Oh, it's like propaganda.
It's like propaganda, and they're trying to act like they were wrongfully treated based
villainized.
Y'all, you guys haven't even seen, never before seen footage, and I have seen all that footage was on national TV. Like, there wasn't a single thing I saw in the documentary that was like, oh my God, this is new information.
Yeah.
Jermaine O'Neal tried to be like, they based the sanction on edited footage. And then you like cut to the footage. He's like literally running full speed at a guy about to punch him. And the only reason he misses is because he slipped.
Yeah. It's one of the, it's also, it's even though he misses, it's still fucking great. Also, that fan's an idiot too.
Yes, for coming on the
guy,
court.
Well, that guy also learns nothing. He talks in the documentary at the end. He's like a dipshit.
I'm glad he got beat up. You
came onto the court and you got in Ron Artest's face like, hey, let's go.
Idiot.
And it's you're like, you're fucking 5'9" Honduran man. You just saw Ron Artest beat the living shit out of a guy in the stands.
You've been eating Detroit style pizza every night. I mean, you're a big fat stubby fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Who is it's probably bad for me to ask questions because it's just going to be me asking basic
questions. No. Right.
Who's the Honduran?
He's a fan.
There were these two Detroit Pistons fans that walked onto the court in the midst of the brawl, and they got in Ron Artest like trying to like walk away, and they get up in front of him like, let's go!
Yeah.
Like, yeah!
And he socked him?
Oh, and he just starts wailing on him and beats the shit out of them. And then Jermaine O'Neal sees this, who's like 7 foot, runs over, sliding sledgehammer punch right into this guy's face, and he's like on the ground like it's so embarrassing for both of them. It's really, it's a amazing footage. It's the greatest thing that's probably ever happened on live TV. I was watching it live after school. I was doing homework and I was like, this game sucks. It was like a boring game, even though they were great teams, but it was a very low scoring game. And then that happened and I was like, oh, this fight. And then I couldn't believe it. It was like 9/11 of basketball. It was like, oh my God, this is really happening. Because it's like, you watch sports so long, and I don't think in like 50 years I've ever seen any footage of any professional athlete going, breaking that third wall and running into the crowd. So you know what I mean? Like, I've literally never seen that. It's like...
Your friend Connor does it like every 3 weeks, but I see what you're saying.
Well, that's... that was after Malice at the Palace. Like, I'm saying this happened in 2004.
But, so wait a minute, because you're making... The way you described it just now made me side with Ron Artest.
So what happened?
A Mexican dude jumped on the court and got in his face?
That's not how it started.
Ron Artest was lying on the announcer's table.
After a little fight happened.
He claims that his therapist told him to take 5 and breathe. He's an insane man. Ron Artest is a known insane man.
So he decided to rest on the commentator's
booth. So he goes like, I'm counting to 5. He laid down after this like insane foul on Ben Wallace. Okay. It was a huge, they were up like, 20 points, something like that? And he fouled Wallace.
The game was over. He fouled him hard for no reason. The guy had a reason to get upset. He pushes him. A little fight breaks out. They break it up. Ben Wallace is really pissed at Ron Artest.
For good reason.
Ron Artest,
normal
basketball shit. Oh, it's a brawl, whatever. Yeah. Ron Artest lays on the scorer's table and just keeps, the fans are going a little crazy. And then a fan throws a cup of beer on him, and it hits him in the face.
Yeah. At Ron Artest.
He's lying on the scorer's table, and he gets up, and He just jumps into the stands, jumps over like an announcer. The announcer falls
down. So do you think he was wrong for doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Okay. 100%. He started the entire thing.
Yeah.
He got hit in the face with the beer.
Yeah, but you're just not...
That's the start.
Just don't do that.
Well, if you're a professional athlete, you have to be the bigger person.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's
but
the
in
thing.
A fair... In like a,
oh, if they
like,
were on the street, go ahead and kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Just ask him for his vaccination papers, because I don't want to get him sick. But but he runs into the stands and starts beating up the wrong guy. Beats the shit out of...
So that's the actual point where he gets wrong.
Exactly. Beats
Listen, you're a professional athlete. You have a code of conduct.
Yeah.
You might get a little fined. If somebody fucking socks you in the face with a beer, you get to punch them in the face. Just punch the right guy.
Right.
If you punch the right guy, nothing. You haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, but it's just even doing that. You run into the stands in a road game. It's a heated game. Even if you're punching
the game.
Even if you're punching the right guy.
Was it a close game?
No.
But even
they were down?
No, they were
winning.
The
home team lost.
Did they have a hope of losing?
No.
Okay, well then fucking punch him in the face.
No, but it's a road game, and so I'm saying
and you're in the playoffs.
Even if it wasn't the playoffs.
So he could have got suspended.
It was the beginning of the season.
Did he get suspended?
They ruined their entire chances of winning a championship because of
that's
that.
Why. That's the main point.
It was nine games into the
that's
season.
That's why.
He was suspended for the entire season. He completely ruined the Pacers'
chances. The documentary
chances of,
made it seem like it was the playoffs.
It's not. It was nine games into the season.
Wow.
It was a big season game because the year before they lost to the Pistons.
So he risked a big season game
because
he's got a hot temper. No, that's what you should have said first.
And he beats up the wrong guy. And even if you're beating up the right guy,
you can't risk it.
All these other fans get involved, so it's all out chaos.
Well, just
other players on the team ran into the stands and started punching strangers.
See, now you're super compassionate about strangers in an audience.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I love it. I wish that happened all the time. If that happened every game,
now the point is. Is you can't risk your season by being a hot-tempered lunatic.
Yeah, you have to be compassionate for others.
Well, you have to be strategical.
you have
to be strategical. That's the point.
Also, what if he had a cold?
Well, you were just defending a big audience fight. You're like, oh, no, he would have started a big fight in the audience, and I don't like that one bit.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say that.
It's recorded.
I didn't say I don't like that one bit. I love that he did that. I'm just saying he was the reason he did it. I mean, he was the reason it all went into chaos.
Right, so and you don't like that because people could
get hurt. I love that.
Sure. Okay.
I love that.
You brought it up as a negative.
Joey's really just, I don't even know what his issues with me today are.
He's trying to rope in winning this argument. And he's doing a pretty good job, actually.
No, you,
what argument? I don't even know what we're arguing. I just said that he did
you
start
want
it.
I'm trying to do a fun argument for the show.
I love chaos. Right?
Oh, that's weird.
Right, guys?
You're weird, dude.
I watched The Joker a couple days ago. Good, great movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, Doc.
Great flick.
So the Doc... go on.
Steven Jackson, in my opinion, looked the worst.
Yeah. He's like, I ride for my family.
Yeah,
fam.
He
like,
just had this weird take of like, yeah, I had my people's back.
Yeah.
And why it was okay.
I don't know. He just saw his teammate that he loves in the stands punching people and getting punched. And he's also a fucking, he's done crazy things.
Who is this?
Steven Jackson. He's a player on the Pacers that ran into the stands after Ron Artest
to back him up.
Are you guys against him?
No, but he did go crazy. He just starts wailing on strangers.
I'm against the way he was talking about it.
Yeah.
What he actually did, you know, I get having your friends back at that point when it's already started.
Yeah.
But the way he was talking about it was he was like so like edgy.
I was the victim. What did he say? What did
he
say?
Slash victim. Yeah, he was. Well, everyone was playing the victim role of the media vilifying them.
Right.
Which... they absolutely deserve to be vilified. That was the dumbest shit you ever could have done. That was so stupid.
I don't blame them for what they did, but they're all thugs and criminals, and they need to pull their pants up. Pull your damn pants up.
There was a point in the documentary where they were like, and the dress code was instated.
Implemented, like, right after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But you don't like how he was saying that it wasn't his fault or something?
He was trying to paint himself as this, like, I'm this ride or die for my homies guy.
And
because of that, I shouldn't have any, like, no one should say anything about me.
Maybe I'm in just disagree mode, but it's like.
It seems like it.
It's really the fault of the arena.
I don't know. I might be.
It's really the fault of the Pistons arena because they had zero security because there's.
Right. There was like
fairly nobody
were.
There's no, but Detroit's just decimated, so they don't even have cops.
Right.
The cops showed up like an hour into it. Like, you know.
Their excuse was kind of funny too, where they were like, we were going to tell these season ticket holders that they couldn't come back, but we flubbed it.
They were like, it's Detroit. They're like, what are you going to do? You know?
Who even has season ticket money in Detroit? No offense to Detroit,
12,
I guess.
The 12.
It's a bunch of abandoned houses.
Yeah, right. From what I know about Detroit, they're playing paintball at abandoned houses all day.
It's like the 12 people left that have like homes.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there isn't like one suburb of Detroit that's still got to be kind
exactly.
of suburb.
Yeah.
Somewhere. There,
I think a part of downtown is nice. They have that airport that they spend $1 billion on for some reason.
Yeah. So people could leave. They're like, it's the best place to leave the city.
No, that's a weird airport. But it's one of the weirdest, biggest, but it's like the nicest airport in the world. But it's
really?
Yeah.
Is it like a new thing they just did? Like
No, I think they built it, I think, probably like 10 years ago or something. Okay. But it's like massive, and it's got like they put a ton of money into That's designing hilarious. It, and it's like,
why?
I don't know.
Do airports bring in revenue for us, like an economy? Like, yeah. does it help yeah, the economy? Yeah, yeah. It does. Oh, yeah, yeah. But who's because it's just people want to fly to Detroit. More
Everyone
now?
Works at the airline.
I think
work at the airport.
So I'm being like, first of all, I'm guessing, but I'm pretty sure that if you build like a big enough airport, and you know people are flying across the country, it's like we can stop and you know we can route these airlines are deciding. We can stop in Chicago, but there's too many flights there. Like, so then, like, we'll have to wait to land and stuff. And that's why you get a holding pattern where your plane's like, all right, well, we got a delay. We have to land in like 20 minutes. But then if they fly straight to Detroit, it might take 20 minutes longer to get there, but then they can just land because it's so huge. There's like open runways and shit, right? So I don't know the economics, but I'm pretty sure it's something like that. So it's that. But yeah, it's like the city is in shambles. You're not out of school saying like, oh, who has money in Detroit? It's a known impoverished state at right. this point, or you know, city. But
I saw a documentary on Detroit like a few years ago. It's like there's like I think there's like almost more stray dogs than like people.
That's true. No, it's like, covered. It's like the stray dog problem is a massive issue.
Yeah, like you could just be walking around and be like, holy shit, I'm cornered, I'm surrounded.
And in certain parts of it, like, it's something crazy. There was some stat years ago where it was, like, racist stat, actually. I won't even say it, but I will say it. This is a stat that was reported. Like, 70% of the people can't read or something crazy like that.
Really?
And Richie can't read, so I can say that.
Yeah. It's because they're all...
By the way, Richie has dyslexia, and in one of Devin's big attacks... He went after him for a disability.
This has been another episode. It's good. I was listening to O&A the whole way here. I listened to the roasts. I was ready to yell at you both.
I knew it was coming. I'm going to start eating like yogurt or whatever soon and just wait for a blow up. What was he doing? Grapes or something? I don't know.
Wait, what? What were you?
But one of the big Opie versus Anthony fight, one of them was eating.
Yeah, I think that was Opie and Jim.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
The big one with Anthony.
It was the mistext.
Was the text? Yeah, he sent.
I'm gonna try to text Richie and be like, Devin's a fucking faggot. Okay.
Oh man.
But no, I'm just goofing. Yeah. No. So you're doing a little Opie and Anthony on the drive back.
Yeah, I haven't had that. You know, I had like 5-6 hours to myself, and I pay for unlimited data now.
So I just
was tired of not being able to listen to so many. There's so many things on YouTube.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the podcast enough, Devin's a known cheapskate. So that's
very
big.
Cheap. It's a big,
big
deal.
Big.
It's like $10 more.
Yeah.
To what the hell per month?
Yeah.
When did you get that?
I got it when our electricity kept going out. We had like no Wi-Fi. I was like, "This is driving me crazy. I need my entertainment."
Yeah. Oh, you bought it on a whim for like just until it came on.
I bought it like I'll get rid of it soon, and then I've just liked it.
It's great.
It is great. I had 3 gigs before, and like that would go away like early into the month, and then like I would just
you get that
have,
text.
I would have like no, yeah, everything would like send as green. And I just felt like a loser.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You felt the correct feeling.
Yeah. No, but it's great. There's still so many people that are posting like old O&A episodes, you know? It's like all
the show was amazing. I mean,
it's a long lost period of time. It's probably my favorite thing ever. Just like certain episodes, I'm like, God, they're just going after each other. It's so funny.
For years, I was obsessed with Stern and Opie and Anthony. I listened to them all, you know, mostly Stern, but a lot of Opie and Anthony. They're amazing, you know. Part of it was me being from South Dakota and just being like, oh, I got a glimpse into the world of comics and like these guys that live in New York City and Los Angeles and all
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah.
It was exciting. It was like, wow, this is a cool. I'm kind of learning too a little bit, right? But then also they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's entertaining as fuck.
I listened to the roast of Rich Voss. They listened to Rich Voss's stand up from like the fucking 80s and it's horrific. And they're talking about how awful he looks and they're like, "How are you Jewish? Like you look so awful. You guys are slimy, greasy. You have a Jerry curl. Patrice is going going off. And Patrice goes like, he goes like, how are you a Jew? Like, they didn't even look that bad when they were slaves. And it's like the funniest thing I've ever heard.
One of the funniest times they were making fun of Rich, I don't know if it was on that exact episode, but they're just, it's just so blatant. They're just being like, how are you a dumb Jew?
Yeah, right. He's the first
Jewish
dumb Jew,
people.
Yeah.
You're like the only dumb yeah. Jew.
There's the roast of Jim Norton. They listened to Jimmy stand up when he was like a weird, just like yeah, a completely different guy.
Opening for
he's just like, how you doing? Like he's just this yeah. like high energy.
I remember that. Yeah.
Just just this dweeb. It was horrific.
Gerardo, could you play that? Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck.
Oh yeah,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not here.
And he has this one joke where he's like, you know those people that always have chapped lips? And Colin Quinn stops and he goes like, even his setups like don't even make sense. It's like, you know those people always have chapped lips? No.
No. No.
No, I don't. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin is, I think, the funniest guy.
He's amazing.
It's between him and Patrice.
He was always like, well, Patrice... you got to give him more credit for because he just took more airtime, like to just be yeah. talking that much and be
but
that
pound
funny.
For pound, I
but Colin
honest,
would
I
come
put,
in
I
with
put
quick
Colin,
shit.
I put Colin up there with him.
I yeah. do too, but yeah. Patrice still had like I'd
I
mean, rather I
I'd probably give the edge
bits.
To Patrice.
I mean, what he did on the radio longer amount.
No,
of time,
not of course. It's close
kind
for
of
me.
Inevitable. Actually,
it's close.
Like.
It's close for me, but yeah. I give
Colin
kind
of only got it together later with like his the historical. You know, like he right. was always respected.
That's, you're talking about his career
his,
now,
yeah, his
though,
career.
Not even ONA.
No, on ONA, he's as funny.
I'm talking about ONA.
But he wasn't on it nearly as much as Patrice.
I wouldn't say
I've
he's
only
as,
listened
I wouldn't
to
say
like, highlights,
as,
so I haven't listened to as much.
As a fan, I wouldn't say he's as funny. I think Patrice O'Neal is probably
funnier.
The funniest
on the
person
show?
On the show.
I think Patrice O'Neal is the funniest person
maybe,
of all time.
Maybe
so
then
I
Jim, just, then
but
Anthony.
I think Colin is like up, like almost one of the funniest people
but
of
he,
all time,
with
too.
His, with, yeah, because he comes in like real quick. Like with his, he has those jazz.
It's a way different style.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. They're totally different people.
Colin Quinn said to Anthony Kamea one time, he goes, "You look like a back alley Tunisian knife fighter."
That I love that.
You look like a back alley that. Tunisian knife fighter.
I remember
that's
that.
Unbelievable.
It was because Colin Quinn was photographed helping Jerry Seinfeld push a Porsche, like a broken down Porsche. And Anthony was going like, oh, look at this. Colin's like a big star. Like, well, look at this. He's being a big Hollywood guy. And then he just called in and just fucking killed Anthony. It was the best comeback to like, because Anthony's attack was pretty devastating.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, he really got Colin. And then the phone rings and Colin, it's Colin. And he just wins so easily. Just easily wins. And that's what, like, Patrice could do that. And Colin could do that. Not that many other people could do that.
Jimmy could do it. Jimmy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's an 8-year stretch where he's on that show. He's the quickest person
yeah.
I've
no,
ever
but,
heard.
No, but not
on
that many other people aside from those guys could be against the odds that hard and have everybody against them.
Yeah,
and then be so funny and have such good attacks like right away that they now I'm like, oh wait. Because when I first listened to it, I'm like, oh, that's right. Colin is a fucking, mm-hmm. he's being a Hollywood fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. And then he called in. I go, oh, no, Colin's, a, of
he's
course,
still
he was,
a guy,
he's
yeah.
just friends with Jerry. He doesn't care about Jerry.
Right.
They've been old comedy friends. They were driving around. A car broke down. It's yeah, like he's yeah. helping him. And then he just fucking mopped the floor with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
so fucking funny.
They go, he's on the roast of Rich Voss. Jim Norton goes, or Voss, like, starts doing crowd work, and then they pause it, and Norton's like, who does crowd work on TV? and then he goes, like, how you doing, sir? What's your name? Jay Leno. Like then he's, like, doing crowd work on, like, Leno. What's your name, sir? Jay Leno. Oh man.
Yeah.
What a show. The mean Jimmy bits.
Oh, those were the
when
best.
Jimmy would just be in this weird mood and
to
he would
callers?
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Callers
I love
would call
that.
Him and be like, hey, Jimmy. And he'd be like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, dude, get to the fucking point.
And it was
you
a
fucking make me sick.
They were like
suck.
Nice callers, yeah.
Yeah, they're like nice. They're yeah. like, oh, all right. Okay. Sorry.
I remember Patrice like standing up for the callers, kind of, where he'd be like, man, they don't do this every day. Like, you guys are so mean.
Yeah, it's great.
What a show that was.
It's really, it is crazy. I mean, because it's all ended so sad. Everybody hates each other. And
yeah.
Jimmy's,
I mean, you see what Obi's
Patrice
doing
is
now.
Dead. Oh, Patrice. Yeah, I mean, that.
Well,
ended
I mean, yes. Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's
Patrice
obvious.
Is,
but...
Patrice died. We all found out that Opie and Anthony like hated each other
the whole, for years.
For years, and then they just, you know, then the show segued to Opie and Jim, which was horrible, and then Jim and Sam, which is bad. Oh. And now
maybe we should bring somebody on this show that we hate because that was great.
Maybe
radio.
It makes great radio.
They did great radio for a long time, hating each other secretly.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Maybe we like each other too much. Even that's though I hate both you liberal cucks.
We're a bunch of libs. We don't want to kill homeless people in the street for no reason. Libs.
But yeah, I don't even know what Jim Norton. Has he still do the radio? Does Jim Norton
I don't,
still
I,
do?
I don't
Jim and
know.
Sam.
Jim and Sam is still going. Still going.
I haven't seen anything from that. I used to see clips pop up
I don't see
here
clips,
and there.
Yeah.
I don't even see those anymore.
Same. I don't even know what's going on. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I still pay attention to Opie's podcast every week.
It's fascinating. Opie is like Rupert, like Pupkin now. Like, but like if he never had it, like if he was not ambitious, it's weird. He's like this. He
it's
just
so
seems to think he's doing something. I don't know who's listening.
Yeah,
but he's just. If he just posts like a video of the beach, it'll be like to the haters, like or like just weird.
No, he draws like to the haters in the sand.
Yeah,
and it's like what are you doing? Like, go to your family.
Are you like 55?
Yeah, like you have kids at home.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
Anthony's just fucking dating children and shooting guns off in his house and yelling about black on black crime statistics and.
It's a mess.
Which isn't much different from when he was on the show.
Right, but. It's just behind a paywall. Now.
Well, now it's now it's turned ugly.
It
like,
has. It's ugly. It's,
when he was doing that, like, arguing with Patrice about, like, black stuff, it was kind of like, oh, they're friends arguing. It's you know, it sounds like
something that would happen at a bar.
It sounds like how I argue with my black friends sometimes. Or, you know, and then now it's just like he's yelling it into the wind at no black people. Like, there's not a black friend there to check him.
Right.
And now it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know about this.
No, it's just a bunch of people around him who are trying to live off the compound name and get clout from that. Because I know there's a bunch of comedians who go around. I don't really know who they are. Not trying to like big time the compound comics.
No, nobody knows who they are.
But
nobody knows who they are. They're nobodies. He has nobodies on there. He had Artie Lang on there for a second, and then his nose fell off, and he stopped showing up.
What is Artie up to?
He's off the radar. He's officially off the radar. It's not like a Jim.
No, people don't know where he
is.
No.
It's not Jim Norton off the radar. He is. He hasn't been doing anything publicly. Like he hasn't tweeted. He hasn't done a show in like over 2 years.
Last I saw, he was like literally like a trash man in New Jersey.
Well, he's. I think he's off probation. He's off probation because that was like a community service thing.
Okay.
So he's off probation. I think he lives with his mom right now, and he's just trying to stay sober and like.
Oh, good for him.
Doesn't have a nose.
Whatever it takes.
Good for him, man.
Good for him. He's amazing. I mean,
I love Artie.
He's the greatest. It's amazing he's even alive. Yep. It's a miracle. It's like a fucking miracle.
Meanwhile, Trevor Moore is dead.
Yeah, he is that guy. Artie is that guy that you think
No,
about.
No, I meant like, you know.
No, I know.
It's like one of them deserves to be dead.
Life is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
If there were any justice, Artie would be dead
Artie's
and Trevor Moore would be alive.
Artie's that guy you think of kind of when like, anyone else dies that's like sort of younger, and you're like,
how's
man,
Artie
that's so sad. How's
Artie
still alive?
It doesn't make any sense.
True.
And I'm very happy that he's alive, but it's just one of those things where it's like, there's no justice.
Yeah.
The Trevor Moore thing made me so, that like really fucked me up for a few days.
Yeah, you loved.
I used to love White as Kids, a lot. They were like one of the early, like, I always loved Chappelle's show and, shit like that, but. I loved their sketch. I loved him. Like, I loved the sketches they made. He was so fucking funny and just so weird. The vague, just accident. Like, you just didn't know what happened. And then I guess we heard through
somebody
that like he just fell off his porch.
Unconfirmed,
it's unconfirmed.
Our good friend said
through good faith.
Our good friend said, "Hey, I heard from somebody that knows he fell off a porch."
Yeah. And I guess he was a drunk. I can't imagine that happening, not drunk, but.
It could have been a freak accident where something fell, like a Final Destination type of weird thing.
Yeah.
But it made me really, like, fucking consider, like, I've gotten very hammered so many times. Like, I get blackout drunk all the time. Mm-hmm. And I talk to people that go, like, like I'll mention like, oh no, yeah, this one time I, you know, I'll tell a story about this and I got blackout drunk and then I woke up and I was like, you know, in some random trailer and they go, oh, you got black? I've never been blackout drunk. I'm like, I've gotten blackout drunk 800 times.
Oh, more than that.
Maybe. I mean, I got to do the math on that. No, probably not more because I'd have.
You've probably gotten blackout drunk
800?
1,500 times.
No, because there's 365 days in a year.
52 and weeks a year.
And I usually go once a week.
Getting blackout.
You know, yeah.
So 52 times a year.
Yeah.
Times
10.
So we're talking, we're in the 600.
So I said 800. I was actually okay. Kind of close. But, and I'll give myself an extra 200 because there are times where I do it twice a week.
Right.
But, and there have been a couple of times where I go zero, but not rare.
Right.
But my point is, what the hell? What a freak accident, man. I've never fallen off a porch. But it made crazy. It checked me.
There was a comic that we didn't really know, but we were around him sometimes that he fell through a skylight three or four years ago.
Yeah.
Paralyzed himself.
That's just sad.
It's just horrible.
Yeah.
But like these freak, I don't know. These freak accidents are terrifying.
But it's like human nature to go, what happened? And it's kind of like morbid and creepy and grim to inquire even.
Yeah, I know. But that's it more weird. The article is like, well, he's 41. What the fuck happened?
But it's a natural thing to go like, wait a minute. Like what? I want to know what happened because I want to avoid that happening to me.
Right.
Well,
how do you avoid that though?
It is like, yeah.
That's why I was curious.
It's kind of, it plays into, just dissociating it from it a little bit or dilating on it, is that it plays into pretty much all the art that I love, like David Chase, the Coen brothers, everything they focus on
is that type
is
of
chaos, randomness, chaotic,
complete randomness.
Yeah,
that's what the universe is. You know, it's a cold place sometimes.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Sometimes random shit is good,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes it's very cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Sometimes you know it's completely random if you give somebody COVID.
Devin wants to lose another argument at the very end.
You can check all the paperwork at the door you want, but sometimes it's completely random.
Sometimes it's completely random, folks.
Like, have you ever seen Blood Simple?
Yeah.
Coen Brothers' first movie?
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah, and just how, like, this guy just ends up, like, he didn't even mean to. He shows up at a bar, and now he's burying a living man.
Yeah. No, there a bunch.
I know
of
there's
movies.
A million Coen Brothers references, but I just thought I had that one.
Yeah,
in my
no,
head.
Absolutely. No, I got to rewatch that. It's a classic. There. It was that first like
that was
feature. Neo noir classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But how long have we done, Richie?
Well, 106. We could
keep going. I'm down to keep
guys,
going.
May not be that interesting, but I didn't even read into it. But you guys see like a few days ago, like a guy that believes in QAnon, like. Killed his kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he thought they were going to be like serpent monsters based on QAnon.
What's the conspiracy? I know Q has.
Break the story, Devin. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know Q has something cooked up where they're like, oh, wow, they're trying to discredit Q.
California dad murdered his toddler infant over fears they had serpent DNA.
Because of being vaxxed?
Because of. I don't know. It almost sounds like some First Reformed like psycho shit.
Jesus.
Like, I mean, he killed them with a harpoon gun, too.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
He speared them.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
You simply can't spear your...
You can't do that. You just can't do that. You
can't.
You're on ESPN, like, just doing a highlight tape. Stephen like, come on, no, man!
Yeah,
with no regard for human life.
What is Stephen A. Smith about hearing the news? He's reacting to the news of a man who harpooned his family.
Jesus Christ. I don't even want to
do
it.
Go, do it.
No, you dance.
You're already banned.
You do it now. You dance.
You got the harpoon gun. Your kids are screaming. It's a lot. The night is going. The night is a lot on you. You've been working all day, a 9 to 5. You see the harpoon gun on the wall. Your grandfather gave it to you. He was a sailor. The kids have been annoying you all day. You believe in QAnon. They have serpent DNA. They are monsters.
But you just can't do it.
But Max, you just can't do it. Jesus Christ.
That was amazing.
Now, Steven,
here's the thing, though. We could never make a clip of that one.
Not on TikTok.
Probably not. This happened.
YouTube's not going to ban you for that.
Well, YouTube is literally just been fucking me in the ass. I can't get anything going on YouTube. No clip will ever get anything on YouTube. Maybe a video. Maybe the podcast eventually. YouTube treats me like I am fucking. I mean,
maybe Gerardo knows a couple of tricks about YouTube. They hate me. Oh, yeah. You know, no, you do seem to be getting fucked on YouTube.
There's something up.
There's something up.
And I don't know.
Well, no, I agree.
I'm gonna harpoon the CEO. No, this,
you know, for like months, I've been thinking like, Devin's acting like he's shadow banned. I don't really buy it. And then we did the Super Baby episode, and I go, shadow ban! Right. This is a shadow ban!
Once you care about something, and it yeah, gets
exactly.
Yeah.
Of course. It's like, and I wasn't really doubting you. Like, I've always seen your videos and been like, this deserves
a
million views.
It's a bit odd. I've been around for a while now. Yeah. It's like just a bit odd.
Everyone I know goes through that same phase with Devin. Like, I bring up stuff, and they look at it. They go, like, he's not shadow banned. Shut up. And then they kind of look into more, and they're like, this is weird. Like, what's going on? I think he might be shadow banned. No, it takes like a month.
Literally, go look at the amount of comments. And also, people don't understand how long I've been making shit. Go actually back.
75% of the comments on Devin's channel.
What is going on? No, why did it take? Why couldn't I find this? Why
I've never
is it gone?
Seen people this confused.
Everyone's
ever.
Confused. How does this not have... Yeah. And I'm not even bragging. It just starts driving you fucking crazy. You go, I don't know how it does it or why you couldn't find it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I am harpooning my family.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, oh, boy. Yeah,
but anyways, I guess Super Baby update. Should we do one of these?
Here's the thing real quick.
Yeah.
Before we get to Super Baby.
Yeah.
I do. I think I found Max Berry from
Max Berry.
That wasn't him.
That was fake. That was fake.
Oh, I thought this fan of the
you're
show.
Sure
had
not.
It.
You're
sure that's not the
yeah,
real
I'm
Max
sure.
Berry?
Yeah.
He had tons of hatred. Like comment. People were
yeah,
commenting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because people thought it was real.
Well, to the really? Fan that yeah. to the yeah. fan to the
how
fan
do we find this guy?
To the fan that found Max Berry.
He's
I
in
appreciate
hiding.
It.
It's gonna be really hard to find. He's in hiding. If his family, yeah. if they're as rich as he says,
$2 million. He thinks he can do that.
Where
he
he's from,
he can just grow people.
They're on their private jet right now.
$2 million.
He's on Frontier Airlines trying to front.
Yeah, they're at Captain Teeb's. He's been laying low.
In Ohio, wherever he's from, I bet $2 million goes pretty far.
That's probably where he was coming from. Yeah. He thinks he is like Warren Buffett.
No, I'm sure it was like a from Nebraska to Ohio flight or something.
Yeah.
But no, we're not finding him.
He was going
we're
to Miami.
Yeah, we're never
going to
find him.
No.
We got to find a new person to exploit.
I know. To the fan,
I would love to get him, but it's going to you get a private detective.
Yeah. But how's it going with the Super Baby? We got to fight him?
So what happened was I talked about this on the big podcast where we did it in the studio where the baby came in and stuff like that. And the dad mentioned he name dropped the guy. He was kind of name dropping, but he was name dropping Brazilian legends that nobody really cares about, except unless you're a serious martial arts fan. One of them was Hegan Machado, who like Joe Rogan worships him. He's one of, you know, probably 15 legitimate red belts in the world. He's a jiu-jitsu master. He's from the Gracie. He's the cousin of the Gracies, but he grew up with them. His mom married into the family or something like that. And so he mentioned them on the podcast, and I actually knew of him for a long time. So a few days after that podcast, I was hammered, and I texted him, and I go, hey, I'm looking for a gym to do an exhibition fight, you know, for the Super Baby. And I'm kind of struggling to find one. Hegan Machado has a great gym. Could we use that for like an exhibition fight where the, you know, for the Super Baby? And he goes, he doesn't respond for a little bit. And he gets back to me and he goes, yes, my friend, Hegan responded. We can use the gym at 7 p.m. tomorrow. And I go, and by the way, this is where Vin Diesel trains. This is where it's a Beverly Hills Jiu-Jitsu dojo. It's Ashton Kutcher, Vin Diesel, the laundry list of all the biggest stars train here, right? Probably Fat Boy Jonah Hill goes there, probably when he comes to LA.
Yeah.
So
Jonah Hill's playing Monica Lewinsky in a new FX show. If you guys saw that.
But so we have access to this legendary gym. I said we can't do it tomorrow. I'm not ready for that. But we have access to this legendary gym, and I instantly texted By the way, Richie's just like yawning into
Richie's
the mic.
He thinks he's a big shot.
My ears are just sweaty from the headphones.
Richie
it's
does
hot
a podcast
as
sometimes.
Here.
He's just leaning back.
But you're yawning.
Oh, yeah, because
I'm
smoking a cigarette. Yeah, this is
you're loudly yawning.
He acts like he's just built this empire.
Yeah,
and
Devin,
and he's
Devin,
just ready to watch it.
Built this empire. Devin's talking to me. He's like, I pay him big bucks to be on every time.
You don't like
doing
it? What are you talking
Gerardo.
What are you, Gerardo now?
No, I'm just saying.
Richie,
I mean, I'm just here.
Richie's
disrespect.
Like,
I'm giving you the.
Behind.
I'm giving you the floor. Do you want it or not?
Not if you're yawning.
Richie's like, I'm only entertaining.
Oh, sorry.
If you pay
let
me.
Let me
big
be
bucks.
Ready. Let me be ready to go.
A lot.
Everything
you're
ready
to
say.
A lot to ask for. On a show.
Right.
All right. Anyways,
it's coming to an end. Give the update.
Wow. Well, a lot of energy from this guy. What a way
well,
to
you,
sell.
You put
we
me
have
in.
A big harpoon duel.
Yeah, Devin, where's the harpoon?
Where's the harpoon? Give me that damn.
Give me the fucking harpoon now.
You put me on the spot.
I'm
I don't
making
know.
A huge announcement about the Super Baby.
Right, they don't
and
know.
You're yawning and
they don't know
done.
That I'm yawning. The people listening
I can hear
don't
it
know.
In my headphones.
This is our
no,
most
you couldn't.
Violently
no,
aggressive
you could not hear it. I was
probably
the
one
no,
that works.
That's the honestly
probably the biggest.
Yeah,
honestly, that's the biggest attack that I've heard this entire time. You could not hear it. I was covering my mouth. I look away. I go away from the mic. I'm trying to be as polite as possible. I'm trying to be as polite as possible, and then to get lambasted like this.
I'm hearing it in my headphones.
Trying for the listener.
I'm hearing it in my headphones.
You're not
yawning.
Hearing it. You're
yeah,
not.
I definitely
no,
heard
you're
it.
You're not hearing it.
Because I was looking at Devin and I go, "What's that sound?" Oh, he Richie's yawning.
No,
again.
No,
it's
no.
Over at the yawning gym.
No,
yeah.
No.
We'll
this,
amplify.
Whoa! This, just listen to O&A.
Sleepy.
Oh, okay. Here we
room.
Go.
Yeah,
here
I,
we go.
You know, I'm not gonna attack. I think it's wrong to attack for a Jew, but you're a sleepy.
What's wrong?
You're
I'm
a
just
sleepy
he's
man.
Jewish.
No, no, no.
And
you're,
he's tired.
A lot. There's a lot of legitimate reasons.
Listen,
to
I'm not
him
one
right
of
now.
The. Listen, I'm not a listener of this podcast. I'm on it. Okay, I'm sorry that I got a little bored. All right, I'm sorry.
You know what fans love like is a sleepy, bored.
They
host.
Wouldn't even know about it if you didn't bring it up.
Yeah, unless they have
great
ears.
Broadcast. Great broadcasting.
Broadcast.
Yeah, I'm a little drunk.
Yeah, they don't know about the yawning unless they have ears. Richie.
They did not hear the yawning, Joey.
I'll listen to the file.
They probably heard the yawn in Timbuktu. For Christ's sake, you're ruining this damn pod.
Now they're going to talk about the yawning.
Oh, now you're going to be the talk of the town. You're lucky we have 80 listeners.
I know.
God
all,
forbid we
all
had a
80 of them.
God forbid we had
we
a little.
We have 800.
Yeah, because we have sleepy hosts. That's why
maybe
we have that
it.
Amount.
Maybe they care as much as Richie obviously does.
No, I mean, listen, if I'm listening to a show and they're all like yawning and sleepy, I'm like, well, I think
they would bother me on O&A when they were like shit. They were like eating food and tired.
They didn't
and
hear me yawning. No one heard me yawning. You
I
saw
it.
Me yawning.
I've already gotten a couple messages.
You
though,
saw me
though,
yawning.
Are they coming in?
This isn't live, but they somehow found out.
They're coming
they go,
in.
Did you tell him to wake the fuck up?
So anyways,
I'm sorry you got. Anyway, self-conscious Joey, continue.
It's not self-conscious.
You seem self-conscious. You seem a little insecure about whatever you were talking about. So anyway, insecure Joey, continue.
I don't know if it, I'm conscious about your behavior.
Yeah,
self-conscious would be if I yawned.
You're right.
You're yawning.
All right, I miss.
You're being a sleepy bozo.
I misspoke. Yeah. Insecure Joey, continue with your.
It's a false argument.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm insecure about being a co-host with a sleepy bozo. Guilty.
Yeah,
guilty.
Sleepy.
Sorry,
bozo.
You busted me. You busted me.
Joey is like the Hulk today.
Anyway, insecure Joey, continue with your
you
super
again.
Baby.
That works.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That nullifies how sleepy you
no,
were.
No, coming on double strong doesn't come off as insecure.
No,
anyway,
I'm
continue.
Points. I'm making points. You can just repeat yourself.
Screaming them like a maniac, like an insecure maniac.
Screaming great points are still great points.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'll go back to the super baby because I don't want to focus on
sleeping.
Yeah,
would you shut up? We're trying to fight an infant.
I wasn't stopping it. Joey halted it.
I really can't talk about the baby now. It's like not as good
Joey
as the
halted
fight.
It.
The fights are too good. You want fight. People want fight.
Yeah, it's way better.
Richie,
just finish your point, insecure Joey. Just finish.
Sleepy Richie. All right.
Sleepy Richie and insecure Joey.
Uncharismatic sleepy Richie. Okay, let me.
Uncharismatic. This long insult.
Trump does short, catchy ones. I string together
him,
a bunch of
no
adjectives.
No charisma, Rich.
Fake fight promoter, insecure Joey. Just finish your point.
Not fake.
Not even a fake.
Now you're sabotaging the show. It's a real fight. Where's the fight?
I don't see a fight.
Caesar wants this to happen.
He wants it. It's not going to happen.
You're sabotaging your own show. We're building
this
up a
is
fight.
This is Devin's show. This is Devin should be
now
more upset about this than
now
me.
Now look at this. Ricky,
with,
I love this.
He's separating himself from the show.
It's with Devin Costa.
He's separating himself from the show. That's sad.
I'm here.
Are you disgruntled?
Separating, I'm the most reliable person on the show.
I agree. No, I think you're 50% of the show.
So, no, I'm not. I'm separating only in the sense that you're not making a real fight happen.
Nah, it was real. I was pissed about the yawn.
What does the yawn have to do with the fight?
I thought you meant a podcast fight. No, but I am doing a real fight, and I will do a real fight if I can make it, and I'm trying to actually make it happen.
Well, I'd like you to promote it, but you're too insecure, and you're too busy looking at me yawning that no one could hear, by the way. But you're too busy looking
that.
At me. Stop looking at me and promote.
Tell us if you heard the yawn. This is like the fucking...
Yeah,
this
comment if you heard the yawn. And do like an audio manipulation. Yeah. Really listen.
Yeah.
Because
this
I heard
like the grassy knoll. Like, was there a second shooter?
Don't let Richie touch the audio.
Did
by
you
that,
hear
he'll,
the
he'll try something.
Oh, he'll figure something out.
He'll try to mute.
I don't know how to work audio.
Sure. He actually doesn't. Richie's completely.
I have no idea.
He's completely useless.
This is
when
like
it comes
a Kaiser Soze. He's like, I can't read. I don't know how to edit. And then at the end of the movie, he walks away and he's got like a computer and he's like, you know, Thelma Schoonmaker. Okay, but seriously, I'm making a fight up. That was actually great
that was
timing.
Like a fake yawn.
That was great timing, and so I support that.
That was good. Try more of that on the other episodes.
But so...
You won't have me on any other episodes because I quit.
You're
How about
out.
That? Whoa. How about that? I quit.
So
imagine if I just did this alone in this basement like a psychopath. I didn't even have a producer. I just pressed start on my own, and I just talk to the wall.
It's Planet Timish 2.0. Yeah. You're sitting here drenched in sweat with one camera on you. And
somehow one line, now it's 120 minutes, or an hour and 20 minutes in, is going to come back like, dude, why'd you bring that up?
Oh, yeah, no. I love Timish. I miss him, and I'm going to text him to hang out.
I miss Timish, too.
But Planet Timish, it was a solo podcast, so it wasn't.
Right.
But anyways, it's kind of weird that the baby's dad has access to the most prestigious jiu-jitsu school on planet Earth, and he's allowing us to fight the baby there. So the idea that we had was Bogdan is all in. I already talked to him. I go, would you be interested in doing something else? Yes, I would. He accidentally texted me back. Meet me at the hot spring.
He was
going to a Russian.
He was talking to his other.
It was a
fucking,
Russian bathhouse.
Yeah, these John Wick guys. Yeah.
A hot spring is a Russian bathhouse. So that was a funny typo, and I think that was a real text. Actually, I think
he wanted to send it to
I
you.
I think
like,
he
purpose.
Missed me.
You think he's just a little? He's like, I'm nervous to text my new friend Joy, so I will fake. He faked it like it was the wrong number.
Oh, no. Wrong text. I don't
wrong
know.
Wrong text, sorry.
Maybe Joey doesn't. He's not Russian. He might not like.
But how do you feel about that text? By the way, the big announcement, realistically, the Super Baby made Good Morning America.
Oh, that was huge.
It was huge.
Yeah, go.
And they should fucking. I'm hoping, it'd be cool if Caesar and the baby became. Very famous, yeah. And then people could be like, "Look who the first people were that noticed that these fucking brilliant people, this amazing dad and this brilliant baby,
right.
Look at the episode we did. Like that's
I'm telling Caesar, I'm about to I'm gonna make you guys millions of dollars. I'm gonna get you guys really famous. Really, they're gonna
it
get
happened
me
right
famous.
After.
They're gonna get me famous.
You kind of listen. We did a podcast, and then a week later, they're on. Fucking primetime TV.
I think that's
the Hate Watch podcast.
I think the Hate Watch influence.
Hate Watch with Devin Costa. I think that's...
Somebody at Good Morning America.
That's Joey LaFleur from the Hate Watch podcast.
Yeah.
And Richie was yawning the whole time we did that episode.
Boring. That podcast sucked, in my opinion.
That podcast sucked. There are people that just weren't into that bit, but they like the show. I don't know. It's interesting. People are just... I think some people just don't like...
I saw one comment that said, like, it's not my thing.
Yeah, that's like one comment, dude.
No, but the...
Devin
the
sees one
Devin,
comment.
No,
Devin's
that's
a
true.
Psycho.
Devin,
that's
not true. That's
if you
not
want
true.
To get in Devin's head, you can troll him big time in comments.
No, that's not true.
To.
The episode is just not doing as well as, like, other episodes that we didn't...
It's doing great. We're at, like, 500 or, like...
It's not doing as well as the other episodes that we didn't do nearly as much, like, work for.
No. So when I finished that...
Prepped.
When I finished
that's
that...
I mean.
When okay. I finished that episode... Well,
we've
so
never prepped like that before.
If and we're being, I'm saying we, I expected it to be so like, there's wow, no this barometer. Is like pretty fun.
Yeah, there's no barometer. We're slowly
so
trending
I'm saying
downward.
The barometer is, yeah, it's a false argument.
It's false argument.
Hype. What is a hypothetical? Fuck you both.
But no, so I left that podcast going like, I literally felt like, and I said this before, but I was like, well, that's going to do like a million views and I'm going to have to explain this to my boss and like, I don't know how I'm going to get through the, and then it did, and then 500 views. I'm going like, I'm so out of touch, but anyways, here's the thing. I'll be honest. I have really no ambitions to get rich off podcasting. I like doing these because it's fun to hang out and drink and talk shit. I want Devin's podcast to be huge. So I'm trying to, you know, if I can, and maybe I'm not even helping, but I'm trying and I just like doing it.
No, it's great. I would love to do more. I love all that stuff. I had so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even care if those are the episodes that we do, if we start getting more and more, you know, listeners, if those are the ones where they're like, they're doing another.
They get discovered.
But so my point was, that was one of my favorite memories of my, like my most fun memories of my life.
Yeah, same, honestly.
Not even, I don't.
It was just so
I don't
fun.
Care that much about the views.
It was just
I was
really
disappointed
fun that we
by
pulled
them.
It off. I kind of could have, I can't believe that, I still can't believe that Caesar thinks Bogdan's a fucking real guy. He goes like, did you see the promoter? He think Joshua not real baby. Like, he really said that to his wife. He goes, he think Joshua not real baby.
Yeah, I go.
And I was like, wow, this really is
but,
working.
But so he goes, I said, we can't
this
make...
This really is working.
This is working.
It's working. We're trolling him good.
We have the family, right?
Well, because I... I talked to him on the phone a bunch, and I got to... I did jiu-jitsu at Cobrinha. It was all Brazilians. And once you meet one Brazilian, you kind of met them all. And they're all great.
Can I just say that about any other type of group of people?
It's okay for Brazilians.
Once you met one Ethiopian, you kind of met them all.
but I mean that as a positive. They're all the coolest, most earnest, sweetest, great people. Unless you go like into like a dirty part of Brazil, you might get killed or something.
Dirty part of Brazil.
Right. So there are some bad ones as well. But so I knew that like if I just say this and he'll play ball and he gets it, not really, but he'll play ball. And then
he did brilliantly.
Brilliant.
I think he knows to a certain extent that it's like all
to an extent
money.
He does.
But he also is excited about making some money off his infant and fighting his baby.
So the extent that he know the extent of the awareness,
like Josh was an animal.
No, it's like a cockfight but with the baby. But to the extent of his awareness, it's this. He knows that you know, this guy's a fight promoter, and he knows that fight promoters do this for entertainment purposes, right? But he does think that if everything goes perfect, his baby's going to cage fight a dwarf. So I love him, and I think that's okay. Brazilians are great about that kind of stuff. But anyways,
but we're gonna have
access to Higa Machado's gym, which is the Beverly Hills. It's the most prestigious gym in Los Angeles and maybe the world. All the biggest stars go there, and we're going to have a fight coming up where Bogdan's coming back with a dwarf. Not going to be Hasbro. I mean, that one was actually rude. Sorry for making an effort on this thing. This is what I get punished
for. Super Baby's
going to
be fighting a different dwarf.
So what I thought would be funny is, and we'll keep Richie out of this because he's dragging everything down. Enough for Richie. He doesn't really add. So what we'll do is we'll get, I went online. I just like Los Angeles dwarfs for hire. There's a whole bunch of them. And so I thought it.
All right, I apologize for the yawn. That's pretty good.
It was fine.
That's pretty good.
You didn't time that yawn as well.
I didn't know Los Angeles dwarf search was coming up right after the yawn.
Well, that's why you have to have patience and not listen.
Los Angeles dwarfs for hire.
But so there's like, it's a bunch of dwarfs who are like 60 years old, and they all have like their old faces and shit. So, you know, the plan is we hire a dwarf, we hire Bogdan again, and then we go to the gym in advance, and we tell Higa Machado, red belt legend, in one of the inventors of jiu-jitsu, Super Baby's dad, the Super Baby's there, probably like a 3 UFC fighters, depending on what time it is. That's where like they all train. And we go, listen, guys, Hasbro is coming right now. And they all know Hasbulla. He's a sensation in MMA. He's coming right now, and the baby's going to fight him. And they're all, and the dad's going to be like, yeah, he is. He will say that. So they're going to be like, what? They might fucking text a few of their friends. I think there might be a crowd forming. We'll go like 2 hours in advance to build that up.
Yeah.
And then Bogdan's going to show up with some dwarf who's like 60. And we're going to put like baby makeup on him and give him like rosy cheeks and stuff like that. And then they're going to show up and we're going to, well, somebody's going to be doing video and we'll go, this is, you know, a possibility. I'm thinking this is the idea though. They show up and then we start going like, wait, is that, that's not Hasbulla. Who, that doesn't look like Hasbulla. And Bogdan's like, no, that is Hasbulla. It is him. And then I'll talk to the dwarf ahead of time, and we'll do like we'll set up like a fake fight. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, all right, I'll let the baby kick me, and I'll take like a few shots, and I'll act hurt, and then like he'll finish me with a head kick or something.
Right.
We'll film it, I'll edit it together. I think it'll be really funny, but it's Patreon only.
That'll be good. That's gonna be good for the
Patreon only.
All right, that'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep. No, what is it? Not keep in touch. We don't know these people personally.
Stay tuned.
That's why I have no career.
I don't even know.
Stay tuned. All right, I'm gonna go harpoon myself.
All right, me too. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.